Hamim. The perspicuous book is witness that we sent it down one night of blessing, so that we could warned, on which all affairs are sorted out and decided as commands from us. It is indeed we who send, messengers, a mercy from your Lord. Verily he is all-hearing and all-knowing, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them, if you really do believe. There is no God other than he, who gives you life and death, your Lord and the Lord of your fathers of old. Yet they are lost in doubt and play. So watch for the day when the sky begins to emit clear smoke, which would envelope mankind. That would be a grievous affliction. O Lord, take away this torment from us, they will pray. We have come to believe. How can a warning benefit them? The apostle who explained all things clearly had come to them, but they turned away from him and said, he is well instructed, but possessed. If we remove the torment a little, you revert back to misdeeds. The day that we shall seize them with a grievous hold, we will indeed castigate them. We had tried the people of Pharaoh before them. A respected prophet had come to them, saying, deliver the creatures of God to me. I am the trusted messenger sent to you. Do not think yourselves to be above God, I have come to you with clear authority. I have taken refuge in my Lord, and your Lord against your stoning me to death. If you do not believe in me, leave me alone. Then he called to his Lord, these are a sinful people. Journey by night with my devotees, it was said, you will certainly be pursued. Cross and leave the sea undisturbed. The pursuing hosts will surely be drowned. How many gardens and fountains did they leave behind, and fields and stately mansions, and the comfort they enjoyed. Thus it was, and we passed them on to another people. Neither did the heavens weep for them, nor the earth, nor were they granted respite. So we saved the children of Israel from degrading suffering they had experienced under the Pharaoh. He was certainly a tyrant, guilty of excess. And we exalted them over the other people knowingly, and sent them tokens to bring out the best in them. Even then they say, there is no dying for us but once, and we shall not be raised again. So bring our ancestors back, if you are truthful. Are they better than the people of Tuba, and those who had lived before them, whom we destroyed as they were sinners? We have not created the heavens, and the earth and all that lies between them, out of play. We created them with definite purpose, but most of them do not understand. The day of judgment is your promised day of meeting, the day when friend will help no friend in the least, nor will they be helped, apart from those to whom God is kind. He is almighty and all-merciful. The tree of Zakim will indeed be the food of sinners. It is like pitch. It will fume in the belly as does boiling water. Seize him and drag him into the depths of hell, it will be said, then pour over his head the torment of scalding water. Taste it, they will be told. You were indeed the mighty and noble. This is certainly what you had denied. Surely those who fear and follow the straight path will be in a place of peace and security in the midst of gardens and of springs, dressed in brocade and shot silk, facing one another. Just like that. We shall pair them with companions with large black eyes. They will call for every kind of fruit with satisfaction. There they will not know any death apart from the first death they had died, and will be kept safe from the torment of hell by the beneficence of your Lord. This will be the great success. Therefore we have made this, Quran, easy in your tongue. They may haply take a warning. So you wait. They are also waiting,